For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
Is everybody in a good mood?
Yes.
You better be. It's going to be a fantastic week, everybody.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. Actually, great. Not as good as your weekend.
Well, we'll get to that in Ashley's All Access.
Oh, my goodness. This girl was hanging out with A-listers.
Get out of here.
Goodness. And they were half naked.
Stop
A-listers.
That's right.
All right. Now you got to stick around for the details for Ashley's All Access. That's coming up. But mainly, let's go ahead and take care of you, all right? Let's map up the morning. We know that you've got places to be. Or even if your day's off. And you just want to hang out and win some really cool stuff?
Heck yeah. So O-Town Showdown, you know we're always trying to hook you up with some cool experiences and tickets. That's Alan Jackson, May 11th in Tampa. He's going to be there. And this is one of those like, all right, you don't know how many shows he's going to be doing anymore. He kind of has that leisure calendar where he can do what he wants.
He can retire whenever he wants, too.
Yeah. All week long, we got those Alan Jackson tickets for you.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Obie and Ashley, I love the second date update on K92.3.
The station that gives this moment right now its proper respects to dedicate the national anthem to individuals out there. It could be officers. It could be doctors. It could be nurses. It could be school workers. Today, we're sending it out to you law enforcement today that do undercover work.
Well, yeah, the undercover and then those that put in their time extra, even when they're off duty, but they take a shift or they do something extra like at Kenny Chesney on Saturday.
Yeah.
When Kenny Chesney came out in the crowd, obviously they had to have some extra guard up. So there were some police officers on bikes that were lining kind of the gates when everybody swarmed towards Kenny. Mm-hmm. I kind of stayed back, you know, because I get these experiences. So you let everybody else go. And I stood there talking to one of the police officers, and he was saying, yeah, this is, you know, my off day. But he's fully in his gear and his helmet with the rest of the police officers and, you know, to do that event. A day that he could have off, probably spending with friends and family. No, you know, they're out there still regardless.
Well, and what I love, too, is that when you talk to those officers, you realize that there are other officers there in regular clothing that are all around. They're kind of like undercover, just watching our backs and whatnot. And just to you guys, you often probably don't get the love that you know, you deserve because you're undercover.
That's
and you're
true.
Not supposed to blow your cover. So to you guys who are off duty, you guys who do undercover work, you men and women out there who just put your lives on the line, to you this morning, the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. No, Jose, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Ooh, the land of the free.
Ashley in the morning.
Wakes me up. Gets me in a good mood. Every morning. Oh, yeah.
K92.3. Motto to motto. City to city. The stakes are set. It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Brought to you by new Dunkin' Go-To's. Double deals made for go-getters.
Good morning, ladies.
Okay.
Woo-wee.
Good morning.
Hello.
For a Monday morning.
Good morning.
All right. So where to understand, we've got Cynthia here of Orlando.
Hi, Cynthia.
Woo!
Hi.
Cynthia, what part of Orlando are you in?
From Central Orlando, downtown Orlando.
Yeah,
representing downtown. Okay, and then we've got Stacy representing Disney.
I work at Disney, and I live right outside Disney.
Okay.
We love her.
Oh, guys, we had a chance to celebrate you. Why don't you neighbors love on each other real quick?
Good morning, Cynthia. Happy Monday.
Hey.
You as well. Hope you're ready to lose on this great Monday. I'm ready to win. Can't you tell?
All right, let's settle things down. Here's the way the game is played. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here.
Oh, and you're wearing a kimono.
There you go.
This girl right here has three great questions for you. The questions themselves are not hard because it's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest. Using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this year's showdown, right?
All right. Alrighty. Get it started.
Now we're going to get those buzzer sounds from you ladies. This is the sound that you make when you think you've got the right answer. So Cynthia of downtown Orlando, what's going to be your sound today?
My sound today is going to be Lila.
Lila.
That's cute.
Ooh-wee.
This is my new puppy we just got. She's a German short hair pointer.
Oh, love it.
We're in love with her. She's our little baby.
Aww. Love it, love it, love it. All right, so Stacy, representing Disney, what's going to be your sound today?
My sound's going to be boing. And why did I choose that? Because that's a funny sound my husband always gives me when he's trying to be a joker.
I love it. All right, okay, so let's get those sounds one more time for everybody just joining us. Cynthia of downtown Orlando.
Lila.
Stacy of Disney.
Boing.
Guys, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Here we go. Question number one. Next month, it's gonna be May. What boy band sang that lyric?
Oh. Okay, what you got, Cynthia?
NSYNC.
Woo! Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Oh, so that's one for downtown Orlando. That means, Stacy, representing Disney, you've got one that you've got to get in there, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number two. What is the top color in a rainbow?
Lila.
Oh, that was Cynthia.
Red.
Woo!
Oh,
nice.
That's
crazy.
That's two in a row right there. Congratulations, Cynthia. You are the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
You're going to see Alan Jackson May 11th in Tampa.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, you're going to like that.
It's a mini concert. So yeah. I'm excited.
Oh, cool.
Good deal. Now, Stacy, you know what this means. Yeah. We want that air hug, girl. Yeah. Come on in here.
Of course. Yes.
Cynthia,
good job.
I love it.
Thank you for playing.
Feels good.
You're great.
There we go.
Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Always a good time listening to you guys.
Bobby and Ashley in the morning on K-82-3.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, 71 degrees outside right now, and it's going to be on hot TV tonight watching.
We got a local guy we got to support. Seriously, whenever we got someone local that's on these singing competition shows, think about it. If he gets all of our support here from Central Florida, that's only going to help. We're talking about Caleb Lee from Ormond Beach. He's on The Voice tonight, 8 o'clock, NBC. It's the top 12. That are performing, so he's going to be a part of that. And he caught up with us here in the studio before.
A year ago, I wasn't hardly even doing music, and now I find myself in the top 12 with a voice, and it's a little bit surreal.
Awesome.
I'm humbled to be around folks like this, and just super excited about what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so there you go. All right, do you want to hear what he sounds like, just in case you're somebody who's like, oh, you know, what does this guy sound like?
Yeah,
like,
a lot of people that maybe have missed last week's episode or whatnot, he did Thomas Rhett's song, Die a Happy Man, which we know is a huge hit.
If I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man.
Man.
He
sounds like sandpaper. He's got that grit when he's like,
I like that's Caleb Lee. So what's really cool too is when he was telling us how they found him, it was on YouTube. Like, he wasn't even trying to make this a career anymore because he's got kids. He's been so family oriented and dedicated to being a wife and, or, I mean, a husband and,
father. He is busy.
But, oh my God, you two are cracking me up today.
No, but it's so cool that he just, they found him on YouTube and that's how he got to even audition.
What a job.
And there you go. And well, and listen, he can never go back to what he was doing. I mean, now he can always say, you know, as seen on The Voice, performing here, there, wherever.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Congratulations to him. We'll be keeping an eye on him tonight as he is one of the top 12 of The Voice. Caleb Lee right there, homegrown.
Obie and Ashley on K92.3.
Obie's grocery gossip.
All right, you guys ready for this? This is something new that we're doing here.
Yes.
This is going to be the grocery gossip that I see every Sunday at Publix. Right there in the magazine section, right?
Uh-huh.
And why should Ashley be the only one who gets an all access? I've got the all access too.
This is hilarious.
All right, so first story up that I saw that, guys, these are facts, okay? These are facts. They wouldn't be on magazine covers if they weren't facts.
Right, okay. Of course
they'd get sued.
Not.
Okay,
yeah.
Prince Harry apparently getting bored with Meghan Markle.
I knew it.
On the prowl looking for a blonde Hollywood actress?
Oh, really?
Who's in the running? Cameron Diaz?
Charlize Theron?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a little
Margot
old,
Robbie? Hey, okay. Age is no thing.
Yeah, anyways, Barbara Bush isn't on that anymore. She's off the table.
Slater.
It's too soon, Slater. All right, okay, so the second one that I have here with Obie's grocery gossip, and again, it's got to be true if it's printed on a magazine.
Oh, of course.
They would not let stuff like this slide. 6-inch alien found and discovered by doctor. The body of a 6-inch alien in Chile.
Yeah, that's also your former dog, Cha-Cha.
What?
Is it? Ooh, that could be. I don't believe
it's
in
just
aliens.
It's dog bones.
All right, okay, so there you go. That's Obie's grocery gossip right there. So everything from Prince Harry looking for somebody else to now this 6-inch alien found
in Chile. Hey, thanks for that.
You're welcome. Why go to Ashley's All Access when you got Obie's grocery gossip?
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
So Saturday in Tampa was Kenny Chesney, the kickoff of his entire tour, Trip Around the Sun. Very first show, and we're out there tailgating. And it was kind of like work and play for me. I was kind of dealing with some other stuff, running around, dropping stuff off to people. And all of a sudden, I get back to the tailgate where we were, which with our K92.3 promotions coordinator, who we were not there set up as a station. We were there having fun, like, on our own, right? Then we see this golf cart pull around, and Thomas Rhett's there, his wife Lauren, a couple of his, like, security guys are with him, pull up to our table. Thomas Rhett wants to play beer pong, gets off the golf cart,
starts
playing beer pong with our promotions coordinator, Neil, who you've heard of. We've talked about him before on the air. You can call him Night Fan Neil, huge UCF fan. So they're sitting there playing beer pong against each other, like back and forth. Thomas Rhett beats him. And Neil's like, how often do you play beer pong? You must play a lot because he was really good. And Thomas Rhett was like, yeah, I play a lot. And it was just crazy. It was one of those moments that you were like, is this really happening? And then, of course, the entire area got swarmed.
And when did Thomas's shirt come off?
It was off
Thomas
the entire
Rhett's
time.
Shirt, like,
he was riding around the golf cart with no shirt on. Like, they had squirt guns. They were squirting people. I think a couple of our employees ended up with the squirt guns they gave him. So
nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was really funny. But the shorts he had on, once I posted the picture yesterday, everybody was like, oh my gosh, is he wearing clothes? But they were like skin tone. So it almost looked like he was naked. I mean, really.
There we go.
Well, definitely cool to know that our artists, they do that. So if you're a fan of country music, man, these guys do that all the time. You got to love that, right?
Exactly. You never know who's going to be rolling around the golf cart, any show you're at, tailgating or anything. That could have happened. They had no idea we were at the station. So that was really, really cool. Just randomly have that happen. And in other news tonight, it's a big night for one of our locals here in Central Florida from Ormond Beach, Caleb Lee on The Voice. He's in the top 12. He's going to be performing 8 o'clock on NBC. And we heard a little bit from him before. Speaking of Thomas Rhett, there you go, him covering that. But we will hear Caleb Lee tonight on The Voice. And then also, Carrie Underwood, this is pretty cool. She celebrated her parents' 50th wedding anniversary over the weekend, saying, you know, how awesome her marriage is and how great things are. But wow, to really look back and look at her parents' 50th wedding anniversary, that's something special that she gets to do.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3. K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Rich, where are you calling us from?
Calling you from Christmas.
Man, you even have service out there?
Ash. Hey, okay, love it. Yeah, we don't have too many people call us from Christmas. Okay, so tell us about your date.
What happened was I was at Walmart, and I was returning my George Foreman grill, and a girl behind me in the line was also returning a George Foreman grill.
No way.
Seriously?
Seriously. I thought she was really cool. We joked around a lot. I decided to take a risk, and I was like, here's my number. You seem really cool. Call me sometime. We'll get dinner. And she did. After that, I haven't heard anything from her again. No answers to, like, calls, texts, or anything.
All right, well, let's give her a call.
Okay.
What was her name?
Her name was Marie.
Marie.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, hopefully she picks up.
Hello?
Yes, Marie, please.
Who's this?
This is Obi. That is Ashley.
Hi, Marie.
So we work for K92.3. We do the morning show for the radio station.
Why are you calling me?
Okay, so do you know who we are?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Do you know what second date is?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes our job so much easier. Okay, Marie, you're the star of today's second date. Apparently, you went out with a guy named Rich.
Ta-da!
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yes. You met him at Walmart?
Yeah.
So, hey, we're just trying to figure out, like, if he did something wrong specifically, and he's the one that wants to know.
That's so weird, because I thought it was really obvious.
Really?
Okay, you don't mind sharing some details with us, do you?
Sure.
Okay.
I will totally. So we met at Walmart, and we went on our first date to a restaurant, and he brought his pet snake to the restaurant.
He had a pet snake with him?
Yep.
What do you mean? Like an actual, like an animal? Like you brought the animal with him to the restaurant?
Yep. It was 12 inches long. He had it around his arm. He brought it to the restaurant.
Wait, so did he have it at Walmart when you met him or no?
No. He brought it with him just to our first date.
Okay, yes. So hold on. So what's the problem? Like you just don't like snakes?
I hate snakes. I mean, I do. I really don't like snakes. They creep me out.
Well, I mean, there is a time and a place for that, too, right? Like, it's kind of creepy to have that on his arm during dinner.
That's not even what it is. The snake bit me. It bit me. It bit my arm. And
wow.
I freaked out.
Oh,
and
my.
And I jumped up, and the snake clung onto my arm, and I was trying to shake it off. It was a good, like, minute where it was.
No.
And it was kind of funny, and then he helped me. Oh, my God. He helped me get the snake off.
He thought it was
funny?
He
thought it was kind of funny.
Okay, so things are being real clear now. Can we invite Rich into this conversation? Because Rich is actually listening to everything you just said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
That was funny. She was just, that was a love tap. She only does that if she likes you.
What?
If she likes you, she's going to take a nibble out of you. That's how she finds out about you. Because you're warm-blooded. She likes things that are hot. You're hot.
Rich? That hurt.
Wow.
She
didn't
there.
Mean to hurt you. She didn't mean to hurt you. It was a love tap. Natasha's not like that. She doesn't just hurt people.
Why did you even have to bring her on your date, though?
I take her everywhere. We go downtown. We go out all the time. She just hangs on my arm. She's like a big bracelet, basically. She just wraps around. She's a garter snake. They're
I
not even venomous.
I can't. Snakes creep me out. And it bit me. I can't hang out with a snake that bit me.
Your snake often attacks? Like, I don't think that's a snake you should bring out in public.
Natasha's never done that before. I take her all over the place. I take her downtown. I take her to see tourists. I take her. The kids love her. People take pictures with it. Sometimes people, like, even tip me $5. They're like, hey, that was a lot of fun. You made my kid's day.
Wow.
She's never bit anybody before.
You put that snake around kids? I can't.
All of the time.
I can't
loves
even
kids.
Imagine.
Well, and I think, honestly, here more so, like, you have fun with your snake, Rich, but when you laugh at her for a minute as it's attached to her arm, that's probably where it would be, like, a little iffy.
Yeah, but it's non-venomous. He said it's non-venomous.
Still, I'd be freaking out. She didn't know it was non-venomous before.
She got little teeth. It's just like getting one of those hair clamps stuck on your arm.
Cute.
It's
cute.
Not like. It's little. Not
I still have marks. From the snake.
Mm. Oh, my
arm.
God.
I can send you a picture if you want.
Wow.
Hey, so listen. Okay, so guys, let's get down to the nitty and gritty. Let's pay for you guys to go on a second date. This time, Rich, keep the snake at home.
Listen, if you kept the snake at home, I would be willing to go on a second date.
I will keep the snake at home then.
Yay!
We had a lot of fun.
All right.
I think you're a really special person. I'd love to see you again, but I'll leave Natasha at home this time.
There we go. Never good to bring another woman on a date.
Yeah, lesson learned, I guess.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update
on K92.3.
Interesting second date update there that we just heard with the gentleman who takes the snake around with him. Have you ever been to the tourist areas where they...
Yeah.
Well, they do have guys like that?
No,
like
I've totally seen that. And downtown, actually, which was getting me wondering. Like, is this guy that I've seen downtown?
Who, yeah, you've probably seen Rich.
It could have been him, but I don't know. Yeah, I mean, whatever. Do your thing. But on a date, no, I don't want to be sitting there with your boa constrictor.
You know what?
It was a garter snake.
Okay, so it's chime time. What animals freak you out, Ashley? Go.
Slugs.
What?
They're so disgusting.
Yeah, they don't even bite. They don't even lunge.
I'd rather have something lunge at me than have to watch a sloth or a slug slither across its slimy body on the sidewalk.
Don't they? you sleep with your mouth open from time to time? They might have crawled in your mouth when you were sleeping.
There's no slugs indoors, are there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can go anywhere.
No way.
Okay, Slater, what animals freak you out?
Like sharks are scary. Leeches also. I've went down a river before, and I had a bunch of leeches on my legs sucking my blood.
A leech is close to a slug.
Yeah, they're okay. The same family.
All right, let's turn this over to you because it's chime time. 844-254-9232. Animals that freak you out.
So this might seem weird to some people, but definitely hippos.
Hippos?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. As a kid, you perceive them as these, cute little fuzzy things. It's like hungry, hungry hippos. They're just cute and big, and they're like big little pigs. But they're not. Actually, people die more from hippos than any other animal.
You've put some thought into this.
I heard about that.
Oh, man.
They are killers.
What's up, y'all? This is Chase Rice. Is it chime time?
Well, as a matter of fact, it is.
It's chime time. 844-254-9232.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
So we got a good time going right now. The animals that freak you out.
Good morning. The giant yellow grasshoppers. Oh, my God.
Oh yeah. Aren't those locusts, right?
And they crunch when you kill them. I one time had to call the cops to get one out of my house. I kid you not.
No.
Isn't it illegal? It's illegal to kill a praying mantis, right? That's like the same thing.
I don't care.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey. Woo-wee. Got a great chime time going on right now. Hope you're having a blessed day. It's going to be about 73 degrees today. Going to be good. In the meantime, on fire is this chime time with animals that freak you out.
Mm-hmm. Slugs.
So you said slugs, which is hilarious to me.
Come on, you look at a slug. That doesn't gross you out?
I mean, no. And because they don't even move fast. They can't even attack.
That's even worse. You have to watch it slither and slime.
Oh, attack you at a slow speed.
Look at those lines. 844-254-9232. Hey.
Hi, I'm calling about the chime time.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Colleen from Ormond, and anybody who has a tarantula for a pet, that freaks me out.
Yeah, I never did understand that type of a pet because it's never going to cuddle with you.
Yeah, what kind of satisfaction?
Hairy little legs crawling on you, that kind of creeps me out.
Did you hear they have a tarantula burger? That actually they take the little furry things and they put it on the burger. People say it's delicious.
No thanks. Yeah.
No thanks.
I'd try it once. K92.3, what animal does it to you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Goats.
Goats? What? They're so cute.
Yeah. No, they're not. They got those square, evil pupils, and they always, like, bug out looking at you. They look right into your soul.
You know, it's funny that you say that about goats, because I've never seen a goat that, like, I've trusted.
No, they look shifty.
I'll bring you to baby goat yoga and totally change your views.
I don't even know what that is.
K92.3, good morning.
What animal freaks you out?
Oh, man, it is totally monkeys. Monkeys freak me out.
Really? Why?
Okay, so why? Cute.
Well, okay, they got these freaky red butts. They go nuts and like, look like they're going to bite your face off, and then they throw their poop at you. They're freaky and weird, and then they're exhibitionists. Like, after they're done throwing poop at you, hey, let's have an orgy.
Oh, my God. I don't
want to
watch.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Yeah.
Too far.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.